Happy Camp Day from Coney Island, where this afternoon the Brooklyn Cyclones take on the Winston-Salem Dash from Maimonides Park under a hot sun and bright blue sky today. It is game two. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rapp, taking you all the way up to first pitch coming up at noon, where we'll see Oscar Rojas make the spot start for Brooklyn. This was supposed to be Carson Seymour's start, but he's headed west to join the San Francisco Giants. Meanwhile, lefty Garrett Shanley makes the start for Winston-Salem kid from the University of Cincinnati. Cyclones were upended last night, 4-2, left a ton on base, and today hoping to change what was a bit of a slow day at the plate and pick back right where they left off on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, winning against Hudson Valley. So the Cyclones come in with a half-game lead over the Hudson Valley Renegades, who played Jersey Shore. They started at 11, and they had a 1-0 lead at last check. So constantly those Yankees are on the Mets' minor league heels. So, Nick, a tough day in broadcasting world last night. We lost Vin Scully right before midnight, and for the likes of Vin, we're certainly not doing it half as well as he did, but just a somber day in our world as well as the baseball world, the broadcasting world at the same time.
No, for sure, especially ringing pretty loudly here in Brooklyn, a place that Vin spent so much time, and on a personal note, being a Fordham graduate, just everything that Vin did at Fordham University as a baseball player and really setting the foundation for what that school and that program at WFUV has become. So certainly forever grateful for the road that he paved, and just an outstanding guy and a wonderful life lived. Going to be a tribute to Vin Scully throughout the broadcast for sure this afternoon. And like Vin would want it, another day and another baseball game. So we'll get to it. Cyclones trying to bounce back after the tough loss against Winston-Salem yesterday and saw the bats go just a little bit quiet. That was not the norm for Brooklyn, who left 10 men on base, a pair in the bottom of the ninth, able to put together that rally with an opportunity to tie it. Alex Ramirez striking out to end the ball game. Nearly missed extra bases on a line drive just foul down the left field line earlier in that at bat. But the Cyclones making things interesting, just unfortunately not enough with the bats yesterday, and a Winston-Salem pitching staff that has not been the best throughout the duration of this season getting enough done. to stymie that Cyclones offensive attack and lead themselves to a game one victory. So Brooklyn trying to reverse that slowness with the offense that they saw yesterday and try and get it to where it was in the series against Hudson Valley. Rowdy Jordan, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez really swinging it well in that series and trying to get those guys back on track this afternoon. So Cyclones still coming into this afternoon's ball game with the lead atop the South Atlantic League North Division. Half a game of separation between Brooklyn and second place Hudson Valley. Valley's playing Jersey Shore this week, so the Cyclones better get to it because of how well Hudson Valley and the rest of the North Division has played against Jersey Shore. They have not fared very well, so would expect Hudson Valley to, at the very least, win that series, if not take all six games. I mean, that is how dominant the rest of the league has been against the Blue Claws. So the Cyclones, knowing that they're going to have to pick it up and trying to continue to play good baseball, that is certainly the name of the game as they try and hang on to first place in the North Division at 48-49, 18-13 on the second half. Winston-Salem looking to keep pace on the fringe of the race in the South Division at 47-50, 14-17 in the second half. So Brooklyn able to stay in it yesterday because of some good pitching. Luis Moreno did not have his best stuff, but was able to battle through 5 2/3, gave up the back-to-back home runs to Norman and Oshik. And those two guys with the big swings to put Winston-Salem out in front. Cyclones could not come back from the deficit. But the positive side, the bullpen was pretty solid. One of those guys who came in yesterday, Nathan Lavender, who is still working his way back from the COVID IL and has been a more reliable option out of the pen for Luis Rivera. Had a chance to talk with him ahead of game two on this camp day. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Wednesday game two from Maimonides Park. Afternoon camp day game between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones reliever Nathan Lavender. Nathan, the comeback falls short in the 4-2 loss yesterday. Given you guys have been so good at making things interesting, were you expecting the comeback in the eighth and the ninth?
Yes. I mean, this team, we don't really give up. I mean, from what I've seen, we keep going until the ninth inning, and that's the thing. It's always unfortunate when it falls a little bit short. I mean, you want to see that comeback early on, but that's the thing. I'm just thankful that this team doesn't give up and we're always fighting until the very last out.
Early on in the season, this was a team that relied a lot on pitching. The offense has really picked it up recently. How much comfort does that give you and the rest of the staff knowing that the offense has your back?
Big time. I mean, it's huge. You know what, I've played on some teams in the past that it seems like it's a little bit one-sided in terms of, like, when the offense isn't producing 100%, but it's always really reassuring when the guys with the bats have your backs. I mean, it's great. Just, I know how that feels when you're pitching and you throw a really good game. Maybe as a starter, you go out there, don't give up that many runs, zero, one run, stuff like that, and then you don't really have offense to back it up. It's a little bit deflating, but I mean, we've made some moves, brought some guys up here, added to the lineup. I think we're in a really good spot right now.
Some of your teammates have really noted a big difference since Alex Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra have come up. From your perspective, what have they added to this lineup and to this clubhouse?
For sure. I would say, first off, they've added two really good bats to the lineup. And another thing I would say is, hitting tends to be contagious. When you had two good bats to the lineup, I think a lot of the other guys, the other seven guys maybe, can start following suit, just even when you get those two bats going.
Spent some time on a journey that began with some time off and just trying to figure out everything. Yeah. How difficult was that situation being away from the team?
You know, it's always tough just because, I mean, you're up here to play ball, and when you can't do that for a couple weeks, it's not the best thing in the world, but you got to make things work. I mean, I did some throwing into the side of a dumpster over break. I say break, but during my time with COVID, but I was able to get outside and get my throwing and some running in every day. But yes, not being around the guys, it's not what you want, but I was able to push through, thankfully.
And most pitchers will tell you there's a difference between trying to keep your arm strong and then getting in and facing live hitters and live at-bats. How would you describe trying to regain that rhythm after the time away?
Definitely. I think my buildup was timed perfectly. I mean, I had a couple pins. I had a live outing that I threw. And I think it's something you need to gradually work back into. I mean, obviously, like I said, I did some throwing and stuff, but it is just a little bit different to have a batter in there. And I was thankful for the week or so that I got to work back into it, get back into game mode.
Last week, you were able to deliver a two-inning save against Hudson Valley. How good did it feel to come through in a big spot, especially when you know the bullpen is thin?
It felt great. Especially to eat up two innings, because I know my previous outing, I only threw seven pitches, I believe. So it was nice to throw more than one inning. Yeah, it felt good. It felt like I had all three pitches working, was able to throw all three for strikes, and get a little save and a win for the team for sure.
Pitched in seven games at High A, marked by a COVID break, but a 1.32 ERA in Brooklyn. What's been the toughest part about the transition, and what's helped you find success coming up from St. Lucie?
Sure. I mean, I would say I'm sticking to my roots for the most part in terms of sticking with my approach, pitching to my strengths. And I think moving up a level, the hitters just maybe have a little bit better of an approach. So I would say I need to just continue to work on executing pitches and advantage counts.
When you lose Nick Swack and Carson Seymour, yes, two guys that you spent the full season with from low A to high A, how tough a blow is that for this team and to see two of your good friends go?
Sure. I think it's bittersweet. Obviously very happy for those guys because of the value that they've basically gained themselves in their performance over the course of the season. But I said bittersweet just because we hate to lose them, but at the same time, I think it's an opportunity for some other guys on the team to step up in the clubhouse and on the field.
Nathan, appreciate the time. Good luck this afternoon.
Always. Thank you.
That's Cyclones reliever Nathan Lavender. Cyclones pregame continues right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network ahead of noon first pitch in Game 2 between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Cyclones trying to build out an 18-13 start to the second half against Winston-Salem at 14-17. Before we get you over to Keith Radd for lineups and first pitch, take a quick look around the Mets minor league system yesterday. Lehigh Valley taking down Syracuse by a score of 13-6. At Double-A, Binghamton and Somerset going 10 innings with the Rebel Ponies coming out on top by a score of 14-9. Former Cyclone Wyatt Young hitting a home run, his third in the second inning. Ronnie Mauricio hit his 19th in the 10th to put Binghamton out. And Ponies continue to swing it. And that time able to outslug Somerset. Those two underway again in a camp day game of their own this afternoon. And St. Lucie
taking down Daytona by a score of 4-2 to improve to 56-40 on the full season. Lineup cards have been exchanged as the blue sky overhead gives way to the sunshine down on Maimonides Park and the turf. It is another gorgeous day for baseball. Not much wind in front of that blue water out behind right and right center field. So, game two of this six-game set between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Kick it over to Keith Rad for lineups and first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. The lineups this afternoon are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. Take a look at the Chicago White Sox affiliate. The Winston-Salem Dash, Lorenzo Bundy, has Duke Ellis leading off playing left field. Second baseman Alexander Womack bats behind him. The three-hitter, third baseman Brian Ramos, 17 home runs, 62 RBIs. He's followed by the red-hot Ben Norman, cleanup man, playing right field. Catcher, that's the five-hitter, Long Island native Tyler Osick. The six-hitter, first baseman Harvin Mendoza. And the bottom trio, Keegan Fish plays his first game of the series. He's the DH, batting seventh. Same for Jason Matthews and Cabrera Weaver, the eight and nine hitters. It's Matthews at short, batting eighth, and Weaver in center, batting ninth, with Garrett Shanley on the mound for the 14-17 Winston-Salem Dash in the South Division, six games back, tied for fourth place. Now for the 18-13 Brooklyn Cyclones, holding on to first place by just a half game into today ahead of Hudson Valley, who's taking on Jersey Shore right now. The Cyclones, Luis Rivera, the manager, back today after his one-game suspension yesterday. He has second baseman Rowdy Jordan leading off. Then Stanley Consuegra hitting second, playing right field. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, bats third. And then 4-5 and 6, DH Nick Gattis, Jose Peroza, the third baseman, and catcher Jose Mena. Jalen Palmer, the Brooklyn native, he bats seventh and plays. He bats eighth and the nine hitter. Shortstop, Shervin Newton, rounding out the lineup with Oscar Rojas on the mound. Our umpires for today, Mickey Smith is on the bases. Joe Iglio filling in. This is his second game. He's a local Long Island umpire, D1 guy, getting a pretty good shot today to call balls and strikes in affiliated ball. He called this his kind of pro debut, so exciting day for Iglio behind home plate. Hopefully the broadcasters don't roast him in front of everybody. We'll take one more break, but when we get back from Maimonides Park, it is Brooklyn and Winston-Salem from Coney Island. Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Folks, join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, it is gone. Home run for the rookie.
Center field, looking up Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well, left field. Left fielder going back up against the tree.
And he
Rays tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
It is time for Brooklyn baseball. Happy Wednesday, everybody, and a very pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be. We remember Vin Scully all throughout the day today on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network as Brooklyn takes on Winston-Salem for game 2 of 6. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. It is the perfect shade of Dodger blue up overhead today, amazingly, as we remember the greatest broadcaster, certainly the greatest baseball broadcaster in the... So today, the Cyclones trying to reverse what happened to them last night, get back to their winning ways, and hang on to first place. Cyclones lost last night 4-2. You could tell after that emotional series in Hudson Valley last week, it just did not quite have that same moxie yesterday. But you felt like, okay, that's kind of a lesson learned. They left 10 men on, fell a little bit short, did rally late in the ninth inning by that time. The gas in the tank had emptied, and the Cyclones dropped the first one to Winston-Salem. But today, 18-13, still in first place. Hopefully the likes of Consuegra, Ramirez, Perosa, Gattis can put it together at the plate. Now it's up to the Cyclones pitching staff and their plan for the day. Try to hold down this amazing Winston-Salem offense, who yesterday picked up 11 hits as a group. Duke Ellis leads off. Oscar Rojas winds and fires his first pitch, and the fastball's in for a strike. And we're off and running. 82 degrees under this Wednesday sky at Maimonides Park. No wind. Ellis, a left-handed hitter. Rojas fires away and misses outside. Ball and a strike. So Rojas gets the start today. He was supposed to piggyback Carson Seymour, who was part of the trade with Nick Swak going to San Francisco yesterday. 1-1. Popped up and back is short. Out to shallow left center field. Palmer can't find it and then finds it and finds it in his glove for the first out. Left fielder makes the catch on Ellis, who was at 283. 7 homers, 25 RBIs. 377 on base. So Palmer out there in left field. Alex Ramirez in center. Stanley Consuegra in right. Jose Perosa at the hot corner. Shervin Newton and Rowdy Jordan up the middle, short and second. Joe Swazi at first. Jose Mena catches. One out. Here's Womack. Pitch. Alsander cuts and misses at the slider for strike one. So the deal with Rojas, of course, he's a great arm, a guy you turn to in the rotation, but he's still working his way back from injury. So only has about 40 pitches today. The 0-1 corner, 90 miles an hour, and Oscar jumps ahead, nothing in two. Alsander Womack, righty second baseman, hitting at 297. The on-base at 376. 7 long balls, 31 driven in. Rojas leans back, the 0-2. Strike 3 called outside corner. Back-to-back efficient outs for Oscar Rojas. Now, we heard 40 pitches, but if you could throw 9 in 40 pitches, I'm sure that would work as well. I don't know if that's in the cards today for Rojas, but so far, so good.
That's what the Cyclones are looking for, that pitch efficiency. If Rojas can deliver, maybe stretch it out a little bit longer than they might have thought.
Two down for Brian Ramos, top of the first. Pitch, strike again on the outside corner at the knees. And Oscar means business. Ramos, 17 home runs, 62 RBIs. The 0-1, breaking ball rolled over foul down the third baseline. No balls, two strikes. Brian hitting a 264, the on base at 339. He is Chicago's number 8 prospect in the organization. Just 20 years old. Rojas is 0-2. Ground ball in the shortstop hole. Peroza to his left reaches out, but it slides by. Base hit. But Ramos on with two outs, top of the first inning. No score. Here's the lefty, Ben Norman.
Good news for Oscar Rojas and the Cyclones hoping to keep his pitch count down just a little bit. Winston-Salem, they like to swing early and often. That has been the case. Rojas trying to work around the two-out single by Ramos.
Here's Ben Norman from the left side. Pitch popped up right over the mound. Rojas pointing up into the sky. Here comes Peroza from third base, squiggling near the mound, and he makes the catch to retire Norman on one pitch. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Nothing for Winston-Salem. Brooklyn coming to bat when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local fable of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Brooklyn comes to the plate, bottom of the first inning against Winston-Salem. Dash did not score in the top of the first against Oscar Rojas. First ever meeting is this week between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem, so all of these matchups, pitchers versus hitters, all brand new. So the lefty today, Garrett Shanley, seeing the Mets affiliate for the first time. 24-year-old lefty from Fort Wayne, Indiana. He sees Rowdy Jordan, a switch hitter, batting from the right side. Then Stanley Consuegra and Alex Ramirez. Bright blue sky shining down today on Coney Island. First pitch to Rowdy. Fouled into the seats down the first baseline for strike one. As the fastball at 91 miles an hour. Shanley, older guy at 24 years old. Pretty nice story how he got to the White Sox. The 0-1. Slam foul down the right field line. Strike two. Drafted out of high school but chose not batting. Did not get drafted. Not his junior year, not his senior year. Went to the MLB Draft League and signed as a free agent just last year with Chicago. First year at high A. High kick, the 0-2. Missed up high with 94. One ball, two strikes. Jordan at 265, two homers, 27 RBIs, 360 on base percentage. Shanley raises the glove in front of his face. Slow windup, the 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. And Osick puts the tag on. Jordan down on strikes. Tyler Osick catches. Brian Ramos at third. Jason Matthews at short. Alexander Womack at second. Harvin Mendoza plays first. So an off day for the number one prospect, Colson Montgomery, usual shortstop. In the outfield left to right for the White Sox affiliate, Duke Ellis, Cabrera Weaver, and Ben Norman. No score, bottom of the first. Here is Stanley Consuegra. One out, base is clear. Pitch. Fastball. Hits the outside edge at 94. Nothing and one. Stanley, a late RBI single last night, finished 1-for-5. Broken Hell due 2 runs on 9 hits. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at 94. No balls, 2 strikes. Consuegra at 258. The on-base at 333. He's hit 3 home runs and driven in 13. Came up on the 4th of July with Alex Ramirez and pitcher Dom Hamill. Shanley's 0-2. Missed up and away with the changeup. Slipped out of his hand for ball one. 11 relief appearances with Kannapolis. That's a low-A affiliate. Then up here, 11 games, 7 starts with Winston-Salem. He's ahead. Here's his 0-2. And that's outside, pushing the fastball off the plate at 94. Strikeout rate 23%. The walk rate 8%. The FIP pretty high at 5.53. Brings the glove in front of his face. Twists and turns to 2-2. And dots the outside corner. Can switch back-to-back strikeouts for Shanley. And there's 2 down in the bottom of the first.
And Consuegra did not like that call from home plate umpire Joe Iglio. Fastball close to the outside corner. Do you give it? Do you leave it? Well, Iglio so far given that extra inch to the pitchers on the outside corner.
2 down for Alex Ramirez. Those neon orange batting gloves. First toss. Slow bender just off the plate. 1 ball, no strikes. Alex, 19-year-old center field prospect, number 4 in the Mets organization. He's a righty batter. The 1-0 slam foul to the right towards the concession stands at the first baseline. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ramirez at the plate last night. Chase Plimel came on just to get him and got him to end the game. Left runners at first and third. Here comes the 1-1. And the fastball pounds the outside corner for a strike at 94. Alex at 294, 5 homers, 19 RBIs, 351 on base. 2 outs, bottom of the first, no score. Here's the 1-2, bounces to the plate. Easy take for Ramirez, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shanley up with these guys, 33 innings. 34 strikeouts, 13 walks. He's given up 6 homers in 11 outings. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Ramirez strikes out. It's a 1-2-3 for Shanley. 3 up and 3 down, all on punchies. We're done with 1 scoreless inning from Maimonides Park. Back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your... or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Well, if we go to the top of the second inning on Camp Day, final midweek noon game of the year. Some local camps in New York City, Long Island, a little bit in New Jersey. In the building today, under a high August sun. No score into the top of the second. Winston-Salem back at the plate. Here's righty catcher Tyler Osick. Oscar Rojas lunges home. First pitch slider missed outside for ball one. 10 first-inning pitches for Rojas. His secret to success today, stay efficient. The 1-0. Bender missed high for ball two. Osick batting at 302. 7 homers, 41 RBIs. On base at 383. 2-0. Righty rolls over, foul down third. His manager, Lorenzo Bundy, who is coaching third, is standing on the warning track. He's got his hands together looking in at home. And just watch that ball bounce 6 inches off his foot and didn't even budge. 2-1. Changeup ripped down a left field line. Fair. A triple hopper into the corner. Osick hits first, heads for second. Palmer wings it into second base. Osick dives ahead with a double. Tyler Osick with the second Winston Salem hit. And they are back at it again in day two. Yesterday, 2 first inning hits, 5 innings. They hit back-to-back homers in the sixth. But 2 hits in the early portion of this game. Not tired at all from last night, it seems.
Yeah, and Osick had one of those home runs, continuing to hit the ball hard and for power. Just able to steer it fair out in front against Oscar Rojas.
Here's Harvin Mendoza, lefty hitter. Rojas is first. Changeup missed outside. Ball one. So Ellis, Norman, Mendoza, and Fish all batting left against the righty Oscar Rojas. Mendoza at 197 with a 295 on base. 8 homers, 30 RBIs. Right side of the infield playing him to pull. Pitch. Roller right back to the mound. Rojas with the stab. A look back to second. A throw to first for the out. Good play by Oscar Rojas. Osick. Nowhere to go on that comebacker. So one down in the top of the second.
Really nice job all around for Oscar Rojas. First the good pitch to induce the ground ball. Fields his position. Doesn't hurry. Knows he's got a lot of time to check. Osick back to second base. Makes a good throw. Gets the first out, no advance.
No score, top two, one on, one out. Here's the switch hitter, Keegan Fish. First pitch, Rojas missed outside. Ball one. Fish playing just his 24th game at this level. Hitting .120. One homer, 6 RBIs, and a .230 on base. Oscar huffing a puff, looks at second. Lunges home with a 1-0. And missed off the plate with the change for ball two. Rojas says he's come back from injury. He felt something in his June start at Wilmington. Felt something weird in his elbow. It wasn't as bad as he thought. Kind of got frightened. But missed a month. 2-0. Popped up and into the seats, third base side. Strike one. Now, Rojas had missed the entire 2018 campaign, so that was an arm injury. What he felt in Wilmington enough, and pitchers, of course, that is the most valuable thing you have is your arm. So Rojas did not want to take any chances. 2-1. Popped up on the infield, fading towards Peroza, who backpedals. Newton joins him, but Peroza's got it. He's underneath. He makes the catch. And Fish is retired. But since Rojas has been back, he's made 2 relief appearances. One at Jersey Shore that did not go well. 2/3 of an inning gave up a home run, 4 total runs, and then through last week at Hudson Valley, just 1 inning. So this, going out for the second inning, may not seem like much to the onlooker, but it is a little bit much for Rojas, who's trying to strengthen and build the stamina. Go ahead, run at second base with 2 outs. Here's Jason Matthews. And time called by the umpires as the pitch comes in. Rojas called for a pitch clock violation. So it's ball one on Matthews. Jason did not play last night. The bottom trio is completely new from last night. Fish, Matthews, and then Weaver on deck. Matthews playing shortstop this afternoon, hitting a .229 with a .331 on base. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup from Rojas. Looked like Matthews pulled off. It's a ball and a strike. Matthews has hit a pair of homers and driven in 17. Oscar a huff and a puff. 1-1. Nub foul at home plate. Strike two. Cyclones bullpen going to get a lot of work today. That's just the breaks. Tomorrow's starter, Dom Hamill, hopefully gives the team a little bit of a break, and then they have to figure out what they're going to do for the rest of the week, losing Nick Swak. You have Junior Santos. You have Luis Moreno towards the end of the week. 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Rojas in good shape. He works another scoreless inning, retiring Matthews. In fact, getting Mendoza, Fish, and Matthews after the leadoff double. Smooth sailing so far for Oscar. We're done with 1.5 from Maimonides Park on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Brooklyn bats back to the plate in the bottom of the second inning. In a scoreless game, taking on the Winston-Salem Dash. And their tall lefty, Garrett Shanley. Shanley, the 24-year-old, got by Jordan Consuegra and Ramirez. All on strikes. So a nifty start for the kid out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Nick Gattis, Jose Peroza, and Jose Mena, the trio. That's he, the tall lefty, to start the second. Nick Gattis stands in for the right side, double taps the plate. Shanley raises the glove, works into the windup, fires home. Gattis swings through 90 for strike one. Nick had a really good night last night. Was on 3 out of 4 times. 2 hits, a walk, and a run scored. The lefty's 0-1. Missed down an inning with 92. 1-1. Nick hitting at 214. Gone deep 6 times, 33 driven in, and a 353 on base. Here comes the one foul over the first base dugout towards the seats. Well, today in the seats, it is camp day. This is always a little bit different than education day, where the schools come out. These are the camps. And my favorite part about camp day is that the lower seating bowl looks like a box of Crayola crayons. Just, there's a patch of red, there's orange, there's white, there's blue, there's green. These big circles in the seats today. Shanley winds and delivers the 1-2. And Gattis strikes out swinging on the high heat. Garrett Shanley has started the game with 4 straight strikeouts. There's one down in the bottom of the second.
You can't start it much better than that if you're Garrett Shanley. Has been really effective with that fastball. Cyclone's a little bit behind it. And the location has been on point. Maybe getting a little help off the outside corner, but that doesn't account for 4 straight strikeouts to open the ballgame.
With one out, here's Jose Peroza. Bases are clear. No score, bottom two. Shanley delivers his first. And Peroza rips one to left center field. Weaver over, but it drops. Base hit. Peroza takes a turn at first, but hangs on with a single. Peroza throwing wise to Shanley. He said, I'm not going to sit back and let this guy throw strikes. He's going to attack early. Peroza on up the first pitch he sees. Jose going up now from 226 and up from the 309 on base percentage. 5 homers, 29 ribbies. 1 on, 1 out, bottom two. Here's Jose Mena from the right side. First toss. Driven to right field on the line. Norman comes in and he reaches out to make a shoestring catch to rob Jose Mena. And Peroza retreated quickly and frenetically back to first base. So tough luck for Mena, who's at 229, 6 homers, 24 RBIs, 253 on base. He's out number two.
Jose Mena learning from Jose Peroza's experience going after that first pitch and putting a really good swing on it. Nice play by Norman in right field.
Jalen did not play last night. Righty swinger. Shanley from the stretch. Pitch. Bounces to the plate for ball one. Palmer, a 180 batting average, 315 on base. Jalen working on a 13-game on-base streak. Has not hit a home run in more than a month. June 30th at Hudson Valley, but he leads the team with seven. Pitch. Foul to the right. One ball, one strike. Palmer looks like his batting stance has caught a tweak. Usually keeps his hands up. But right now, resting his bat on his shoulders. As Shanley comes set, keeping it right there. 1-1. That missed up high for ball two. Sometimes that is just a simplifying technique. You hear hitting coaches talk about all the time. Just go A to B. Slow down all the potential moving parts in a big swing. Barroza off first with two outs. The 2-1. Missed outside with a changeup. And it's ball three on Palmer. But Joe Swazi to follow. From the third base side of the rubber, Shanley lifts the leg, lunges home with a 3-1, and missed up high. So Palmer's been on for 14 straight games. Pretty impressive to see. His batting average has kind of stayed where it is on the under the Mendoza line on the interstate at 180, but that on base continues to climb towards 320. And he extends the inning, first and second, two outs for Swazi.
And the swing change seems to have worked. No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever it takes, whatever works.
But the guy has continued to be good, and that's the encouraging sign. Palmer staying in the strike zone, that's the first step to try and getting that average up. Wants to make more consistent contact, reduce the swing and miss. But staying in the zone is so important, he's got that step down.
Chance to strike. Well, one crack at it. Here's Swazi with two on, two out. Shanley fires. Now you see players who are going through it all the time make sometimes the physical changes, just like Palmer. Joe Swazi, coming back off the road, said, "Change my walk-up song." These days going with Return of the Mac as he plays back in Brooklyn for the week. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Swazi behind 93, no balls, two strikes. Swazi at 226, the on-base at 323. Six homers, 25 driven in. The Joe behind, no balls, two strikes. Scoreless, bottom two. Winston-Salem southpaw, set at the belt. The 0-2. Swing and miss, high heat. 95 miles an hour. Shanley dials it up even hotter than he had before to strike out two and leave two. Done with a pair of scoreless innings on a Wednesday camp day at Maimonides Park. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
To the third inning on a sun-splashed afternoon from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem nothing, Brooklyn nothing. Oscar Rojas back to work. Pitches for the Cyclones right-hander, making the spot start on this camp day afternoon. Has thrown 23 to get through the first and the second against this Winston-Salem lineup that is potent and aggressive. Cabrera-Weaver number 9 batter. Center fielder leads it off against Rojas. Open stance right side. First pitch. Fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Of course, commemorating a life well lived for Vin Scully this afternoon here in Brooklyn, a place that he spent his early broadcasting years. 1-0, count on and missed, 1-1. And have that Fordham connection, certainly somebody who is close to the broadcasting lineage at the university. 1-1, fastball off the outside corner, 2-0. And what a lot of people don't know about Vin Scully is that he was a baseball player way back when. 2-1 is a line drive right center field. Ramirez on the run toward the alley, floats over and makes the catch for out number one. Vin, a pretty good baseball player before he got to going in the broadcasting department, had a chance to be a part of a documentary done very beautifully by Evan Janikin called Off the Air while I was at Fordham that documented the legacy of the station and focused so heavily on Vin Scully because of all that he meant to Fordham University. Duke Ellis into the box. First pitch is rolled over right side, fielded by Swazi. Glovehand will race to the bag at first and just beat Ellis for the second out. And Scully told so many brilliant stories about his playing days, said that he was a much better fielder than he was a hitter, and remembered getting his broadcasting start, quote-unquote, calling games in the outfield. Would just look on and call the action. Here's Alexander Womack. Even stance right side, first pitch. Fastball off the outside corner, 1-0. Bases empty with two out. Scoreless ball game, top of the third. Rojas, first base side of the rubber. Rocks into the motion, 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. So Vin would call those games, 2-0. Wave and a miss by Womack, 2-0. Said he distinctly remembered calling a game and then making an error as he was calling the ball out to left field. 2-1. Fastball strike, 2-2. Used the term heads up there earlier on in the ball game, and then the father at Fordham University beyond the left field wall as the ball rolled under his gloves said, "Hey, Vin, heads up out there." Womack steps out now ready to go. 2-2. Rojas to the plate. Lifts a high pop at back of first, right side. Swazi racing into foul territory, but it'll land into the seats. Count holds 2-2. But so many great stories about Vin and his playing days. Said he knew it was time to hang it up after a game that he played against NYU. We'll follow his rules and not get to that story with two outs. Rojas shakes off, now nods yes to the sign, lifts the leg, another 2-2. Womack lifts a high fly ball into medium right field. Consuegra drifting over toward the line, makes the catch. Just a step into foul territory to close out a 1-2-3 third inning for Oscar Rojas. Nice job by the spot starter for Brooklyn. 33 pitches through three. So perhaps an opportunity to come back for the fourth. Maybe, maybe not. See where Luis Rivera elects to go. Through 2.5 from Maimonides Park, Winston-Salem nothing, Brooklyn nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a third. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
No score between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Gorgeous afternoon for baseball at Maimonides Park. Sun shining down on the turf. Not a cloud in the Dodger blue sky overhead. Cyclones looking to get the offense rolling. 9-1 and 2 in their order against Garrett Shanley. Back to work. The left-hander has been really good through the first two innings of work. First pitch, Newton cuts and misses. Fastball upstairs at 93. It's 0-1. Shervin Newton at 190, 4 homers, 26 RBIs on base at 299. Shanley Wines lifts the leg. Lefties 0-1. Fastball called strike outside corner, nothing at 2. Cyclones have struck out 5 times through the first 8 hitters that have faced Shanley. It's had that strikeout pitch working. 0-2. Pop foul right side now to play. Count holds at no balls and 2 strikes. To mention that Vince Scully NYU story, and that was the moment in his estimation that he knew he had to pursue broadcasting. Would have thought it would have come a lot earlier than college. 0-2. Tip foul at home plate by Newton stays alive. But said that he did not hit all that much and remembered having one game that was really by you, who was Fordham's big rival at the time, this way back when, and was so eager to see the paper that was reporting on the game the next day. 0-2, wave and a miss by Newton, chased a changeup off the outside corner. 6th punch out for Shanley and one away. So was so intent on seeing his name in the paper. What were they reporting about? The nice job he had done at the plate, leading Fordham to a win in a rivalry game against NYU, was really good at the time. So bought a couple of papers the next morning, got up really early. Here's Rowdy Jordan. First pitch changeup off the outside corner, 1-0. And then finds the article. Fordham Downs NYU is looking for his name and found it once. It said, after Scully fan, and then went on. No mention of the couple of hits that he had. And he said, well, as only Vin can, 1-0. Fastball inside, 2 balls, no strikes. If that's the way they're going to remember this game, don't know that I've got much of a chance. And I'd say it worked out pretty darn well for him. Bases empty, 1 out, scoreless ball game, bottom of the third, 2-0. Fastball stays high. 3 balls and no strikes. Which is such a legend that the soundtrack for so many moments. 3-0. Fastball below the knees and a 4-pitch walk worked by Jordan. So Jordan aboard at first with 1 out. And here's Stanley Consuegra. Cyclones with just 1 hit. A Jose Perosa single in the second, trying to get the offense back on track against Shanley. Out of the stretch with a set at the belt, lifts the leg. Runner goes. Pitch in the dirt. Throw down by Osick. It bounces. Jordan in safely at second. Took a step toward third, but will hang on. So a stolen base for Rowdy Jordan. Runner in scoring position for the Cyclones. Jordan at second with 1 out. And Swager taking the pitch outside. So 1 ball and no strikes on the Cyclones right fielder. Shanley stares at second, 1-0. Fastball inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Winston-Salem playing Consuegra to pull. A lot of room on the right side. Mendoza well off the line at first. Womack close to the bag at second base. 2-0. Fastball upstairs. 3 balls and no strikes. And Shanley all of a sudden looking to find that control. Walk to Jordan and is missed with 3 straight to Stanley Consuegra. 7 in a row out of the strike zone. Lefty leans in. Taps the toe to the set third base side of the rubber. 3-0 pitch. Fastball splits the plate, 3-1.
connection with our basketball is very beginning, probably.
Lift the leg, inside move by Shanley to look Jordan back to second base. Consuegra in a hitter's count, looking to extend a five-game hitting streak. 3-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball right by him at 91, top of the zone. Consuegra at 20 for his last 64 over his last 16 games. Trying to deliver yet again. Runner in scoring position at second with one out. Payoff. Consuegra lifts a high pop into shallow center field. Womack comes back. It's Weaver catch off the shoulder for the second out. Rowdy Jordan remains at second base. So now it's two away for Alex Ramirez. Cyclone center fielder digs in a run-scoring opportunity. Winston-Salem nothing, Brooklyn nothing. Here in the bottom of the third. Shanley comes home with the first. Breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. Ramirez struck out his first time. Has driven in 18 runs in his last 11 games. The guy that you want up with runners in scoring position. 1-0. Ramirez pops it foul right side out of play. One ball and one strike. Cyclones so good. Swing of the bats last week against Hudson Valley. Slowed down a bit yesterday. Surprising against a Winston-Salem pitching staff that has not been great. 1-1. Wave at a miss by Ramirez behind a fastball on the outside corner. 1-2. Cyclone's been a bit behind the fastball from Garrett Shanley. Throwing low to mid-90s, maybe 93 to 95. But the fastball playing up. Holds the set away from the belt. Stares at second. Jordan takes his lead, 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Dial it up to 95 that time. Shanley looking for that put-away pitch. Rowdy Jordan stands at second with two outs. Cyclones looking to get on the board in a nothing-nothing ball game. Two outs, bottom of the third. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ramirez, the strikeout through three innings for Garrett Shanley. Cyclones strand a runner in scoring position. We're through three from Maimonides Park. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible. Not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com. Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go.
Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
On to the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. No score between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Game two of this six-game. Bulls looking to bounce back and even the series after the loss by a score of 4-2 yesterday. Cam Mopp is on in relief of Oscar Rojas. Lefty's first pitch is cut on and missed by Brian Ramos. Brooklyn getting exactly what they were looking for from Oscar Rojas. Couldn't have drawn it up really any better. Him three innings, 0-1, breaking ball, called strike outside corner, nothing at two. Rojas' final line, three innings, allowed two hits, no runs, no walks, and a pair of strikeouts. 33 pitches to get through three innings. Mop works out of the stretch, lefty's 0-2, changeup off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Ryan Ramos had one of two hits for Winston-Salem against Oscar Rojas. Lefty leans it. Now it's yes to the sign from Mena. Now time called as Ramos backs out. Cyclones trying to piece it together in this series. We'll have to do that again tomorrow. 1-2. Swing and a miss over a changeup. Ramos down on strikes. It's the third punch out for Cyclones pitching this afternoon. First for Opp out of the pen. Cyclones losing Carson Seymour, who was scheduled to start today in that trade, and then Nick Zwack scheduled to start tomorrow. So things spreading a bit thin for the Cyclones pitching staff. Here's Ben Norman. First pitch changeup in off the plate. It's 1-0. Norman popped out his first time. Bases empty, one out, scoreless ball game, top of the fourth. Upstairs in, third base side of the rubber, now to yes to the sign, sets away from the body, 1-0. Line drive foul, just wide of first, out of the reach of Joe Swazi. One ball, one strike on Norman. So Cam Opp coming on, this is 13th appearance of the season. Strikeout rate at 19%, walk rate at 13%, pitching for the first time in the series. 1-1, wave and a miss. Norman over a breaking pitch. It's 1-2. Opp holds the set at the belt, 1-2. Line drive, base hit, left field, over the leaf of Peroza. Palmer toward the line to cut it off. And Ben Norman is aboard with a base hit. Make it a 10-game hitting streak for the 24-year-old from Iowa. Batting over 500 over this 10-game stretch has been outstanding, continuing to rake. Norman at first, one out. No score, Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. It's Tyler Osick. First pitch. He swings, lifts a high drive, deep left field. Palmer to the warning track. This one is long gone. Tyler Osick goes yard. Back-to-back games to open the series, and Winston-Salem breaks the seal. 2-0, top of the fourth.
And no doubter off the bat for Osick. We saw one out the back door from him last night and one today. Man, some true power from a big, thick catcher. That was some shot.
Eighth home run of the season. RBIs number 42 and 43 for the 25-year-old. First pitch, cut out and missed to Mendoza, nothing and one. Mendoza grounded out to the mound his first time. And that Winston-Salem power has been on display in the first couple of games in this series. And Osick leading the charge. 0-1, waving a mitt. Back-to-back games with a homer for Osick. Ben Norman has 5 home runs in his last 10 games. Power in the middle of this lineup, impressive. 0-2 line foul down the left field line. Count remains, no balls, 2 strikes. And that shot by Osick, not a cheap one, over the video board in left field. 0-2, fastball. High inside, 1-2 on Mendoza. Infield shades Mendoza to pull. Newton yanked toward the bag at second. Peroza off the line at third, 1-2. Breaking ball in off the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mendoza reached in 6 straight games. And 11 of his last 23 trips to the plate. 2-2. Fastball off the outside corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cam Opp coming on in relief of Oscar Rojas, who got the spot start. 3 shutout innings. Winston-Salem on the board against the bullpen. Payoff, a fastball upstairs. And following the 2-run homer by Osick, Mendoza works the walk.
The Cyclones might need Cam out for a long time today. Brooklyn so far has not received any reinforcements from anywhere else from the Mets organization. You usually get maybe a fill-in arm from low A or double A, but nothing quite yet.
Mendoza aboard. Here's Keegan Fish. First pitch, change up in for a strike. It's nothing and one. Fish popped out. And Cam Opp working his way back. Also spent some time on the COVID IL. 0-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 1-1. Has thrown 24 2/3 with Brooklyn this season to that. ERA just over 4. 1-1, tap foul at home plate by Fish. 1-2. Has been able to give the Cyclones a little bit of length at times, but nothing that has exceeded 3 1/3. That is longest outing back on June the 19th. Cyclones maybe hoping to push him a little bit. Trying to get him out of this inning first. 1-2, line drive over the leap of Newton into left base hit. Mendoza stops at second, and 4 straight have reached for Winston-Salem against Cam Opp.
And 2 of these line drives have been somewhat close. The first one off Norman's bat went over Peroza's head. That was a good one, a stinger maybe 4 or 5 feet up. And this one over Newton's head. I know Newton's tall, but if he was maybe 7'3 instead of 6'3, he would have had that one.
That base hit by Fish, just a touch off the end of the bat, had enough. Get out of the reach of Newton. 2 on with 1 out. 2 in for Winston-Salem. Here's Jason Matthews. First pitch. He waves and misses. Change up outside corner, nothing and one. Matthews struck out his first time. Playing for the first time since Saturday, was 1-for-3 against Greensboro, riding a 4-game hitting streak. Been a much more consistent hitter as of late. 0-1. Fastball off the outside corner. 1-1. 25-year-old out of South Carolina upstate. Bats with first and second, 1 out, 2 in for Winston-Salem to make it a 2-0 ball game. 1-1. Fastball called strike inside corner, 1-2. Started with a Ben Norman single. Then Tyler Osick launching a 2-run homer. His 8th of the season, a walk and another base hit. 1-2, bouncing ball back up the middle. Shortstop Newton fields to Jordan for 1. Throw to first, in time double play. Cam Opp gets the double play that he was looking for. 6-4-3 to end the inning. but not before Winston-Salem breaks the tie. Two-run shot off the bat of Tyler Osick. Done with 3.5 from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem 2, Brooklyn nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
To the bottom of the fourth inning from Maimonides Park, Winston-Salem out to a 2-0 lead. The two-run shot by Tyler Osick, his 8th homer of the season, to put the dash out in front here in game two, winning game one yesterday. And the Cyclones trying to wake up the bats against Garrett Shanley, who has struck out 7. Oh, Brooklyn to just 1 hit and looked in command. Here's Nick Gattis to lead it off. First pitch, fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Gattis struck out his first time. Was on base 3 times yesterday. Reached in 4 straight. Trying to get something started in the bottom of the 4th. 1-0. Fastball low. 2 balls and no strikes. Shanley gets the sign, working third base side of the rubber. 2-0. Gattis lifts a sky-high pop-up on the infield. Right side for Womack, calling everyone off and makes the head-high catch for out number one. Leadoff man set down. Here's Jose Peroza. As the lone Cyclones hit for the first 3-plus innings this afternoon. Shanley winds, lefty's first pitch. Peroza slices foul in back of home plate, 0-1. Winston-Salem 2, Brooklyn nothing. Bases empty, 1 out, bottom of the 4th. Rose, the base hit his first time on a line drive left center field. 0-1. Swings and grounds the ball right side. Bluff hand field, Womack tossed to first. 2-0. Four in a row set down by Garrett Shanley. Has found that groove against this Cyclones lineup. Here's Jose Maida. Even stance right side, bat on the shoulder. First pitch. Maida fouls it back. It's 0-1. Jose with a tough luck out his first time. Line drive to right fieldman to rob him of a base hit. 0-1. Fastball well upstairs. 1-1. 2-0 Winston-Salem. Bases empty. 2 out. Cyclones looking for some kind of rally against Garrett Shanley. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Maida behind the fastball outside corner. 1-2. Shanley has had really good stuff. Struck out 7. Looking for another punch out to close out another scoreless inning. 1-2. Change up off the outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maeda looking to extend the three-game hitting streak. 2-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 94. It's an eighth strikeout for Shanley, and he's got four shutout innings to open the ballgame. Cyclones still quiet with the bats. We're done with four from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem 2, Brooklyn nothing. Keith Redd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Winston-Salem left-hander Garrett Shanley is having a career day against the Brooklyn Cyclones. He and Winston-Salem have a 2-0 lead. Shanley has held the Cyclones to just one hit. He has struck out a career-high 8. Winston-Salem 5th. The Dash come back to the plate. But we'll see if that means the end of the line for Shanley. I'm sure he doesn't want to go anywhere. He's thrown 58 pitches through 4. Cyclones would love to see somebody new. Cabrera Weaver leads off against Cam Opp. He's the 9-man in the order. Opp uncorks. And the lefty's fastball runs down and in for ball one. Cam came on in the 4th, gave up a 2-run home run to Tyler Osick. Drawn through a scoreless top of the 5th and keep the Cyclones in striking distance. From the belt, the 1-0. Weaver takes outside, ball 2. Cabrera lined out to center his first time. As the bat rounds out the second time through the White Sox affiliate lineup. Very skinny right-handed hitter. Weaver's shadow falls right behind him. The 2-0. There's a strike from Opp on the out of third. We're not the only early game today in the league. Cyclones walk into today a half game ahead of Hudson Valley, who played an 11 o'clock start. They're still going at Jersey Shore. 2-1. Fouled back to the top of the net. Weaver now in a 2-2 count. Well, Hudson Valley is having its way against Jersey Shore in the top of the 8th, up 7-0. Cyclones may need some help this week. They need to start getting some hits. 2-2. Change up off the plate. Weaver takes for ball 3. Hudson Valley versus the Cyclones knocked them out of first place. They won't be happy about that. They won last night. They are looking like they're going to win again today. Payoff pitch. Fouled away into the crowd down the first baseline. Brooklyn half game lead. Hudson Valley right behind him. Wilmington two back of Brooklyn. Taking on Aberdeen coming up at 6:35 at Frawley Stadium. Those two were battling it out. Aberdeen's 2.5 back. So they're very, very close in the standings. Payoff. So Opp lost him, got him back. And then Weaver with the hook in his lip wriggled out. And he's on base with a leadoff walk at the top of the 5th. Greensboro also 2.5 back. They play a north-south matchup with Bowling Green, who is a half game behind the south leader, Rome. Rome taking on Greenville. Rome Braves, affiliate of Atlanta. Greenville, affiliate of Boston. Greenville way out of it, 9 games back. Here's Duke Ellis, lefty to lefty. Opp deals and misses up and in with the changeup. 1 ball, no strikes. Winston-Salem, 2-0. They have the lead in the top of the fifth. Nobody out. Runner aboard. Weaver can run a little bit. On for the first time today. Throw over, and Weaver stamps his foot back in the bag. This Dash team is 6 games back of Rome. Rome's been really, really good. Rome and Bowling Green just kind of knocking the league around in the second half. Bowling Green leads the circuit with plus 52 run differential, and Rome right behind him. Runner goes, pitch taken high. Maina throws down to second base. Not in time. Safe at second. Weaver just slid the feet in. Newton able to snag that ball about chest high and put it on Weaver. But got Weaver's upper half as the toes slid in underneath. And a sneak by Jose Maina. Very rare occurrence these days. Winston-Salem, runner in scoring position. The 2-0. Ellis is bunt. Yank, but foul at the first baseline. Tried to drag it down the first base chalk. Went 10 feet. A lot of spin on it, and it made a right. Was sitting in foul territory. Ellis is the definition of speed kills. He's a really dangerous player. 43 for 50 in stolen bases. He can hit for power. He has 12 doubles, 3 triples, 7 home runs. Hits for at 377. Having an amazing year. It's also his second year, though, in this league. 2-1. Once again, down the first baseline, and it's foul. The ball followed him down the line, and halfway down the chalk, it made a right. And he had to skip over it like a jump rope. So Weaver, he broke as well. He's back to second base. Both guys take the slow, sauntering walk. Ellis' bat waiting for him at home. Nobody out. Right side of the infield is still back, daring Ellis to try to bunt with 2 strikes. Op fires away. Caught on and missed. Got him with a changeup on the outside corner. Second strikeout for Cam Op, and the first out in the fifth. Speaking of camp day, the Mets, they're playing at 4 o'clock. Not quite a full day game for them. Taking on Washington this afternoon. Chris Bassett against Anibal Sanchez. But AA Binghamton is taking on Somerset. An 11 o'clock start in Jersey. Here's Womack. Pitch. Righty takes the changeup strike on the outside corner. Bingo got a game-winning home run last night from Ronnie Mauricio. Top of the seventh inning. Rumble Ponies lead 3-0. First time those two franchises ever meeting. 0-1. Womack breaks his back, rounds it soft, it is short. Newton charges, fields, and throws off one leg in time. Womack 0 for 3 with that ground out. And poor Weaver over there. They're trying to move him over. And he has to stay. Right now for Binghamton, Jesus Vargas, who's really struggled since he's gone up from Brooklyn to Binghamton. Today, pretty good. 4 scoreless against the Yankees AA affiliate. Everybody else coming up later tonight. St. Lucie at Daytona. And Syracuse at AAA at Lehigh Valley. First pitch. Righty takes a changeup strike at the knees. 0-1. Winston-Salem, a 2-0 cushion. Top of the fifth. Cyclones offense yet to wake up. Winston-Salem trying to add to the lead with the runner at second base. Pitch. Outside with the heat. Ball and a strike on Ramos. Single and a strikeout in 2 trips. Ops already given up a home run. Ramos, a guy who has 17 of them. Got to be careful here. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Might have got a piece of it. Change up at the knees, and Ramos licking his chops, lunging out in front. He wanted that pitch badly. 1-2. Weaver with a small lead off second base. Offsets and fires. Misses in the dirt. Backhand pick from Mina. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ben Norman, who you do not want to face, especially with runners on. He's on deck. Hop brings the ball and glove together. Comes to a complete stop. 2-2. Looped into left field towards Palmer. Jalen back on it. Turns and it's over his head off the wall. Weaver around third. He's in to score. And Ramos with a long RBI single makes it 3-0. Jalen Palmer took a weird route to that ball. It looked like he had a chance at it. And then at the last second, when he was maybe 4 or 5 feet off the fence, turned and played it off the padding.
But some more hard contact from Winston-Salem, and that from Ramos that time, turning around that fastball, continuing to put together some really good at-bats.
Here's Ben Norman with a runner on. Pitch. Changeup missed up and away. 1 ball, no strikes. 3 runs, 5 hits. All of them feel very loud against Brooklyn pitching today. Rojas 3 scoreless with 2 hard-hit balls. Hop's given up 3 runs. 1-0. Up and in, and twisted Norman's body on appeal. Mickey Smith on the bases said that Norman did not go around. So 2 balls, no strikes. Pitches in relief. 2-0. Down and away, ball 3. So as Opp is falling behind a little bit, Cyclones get their bullpen stirring. Cyclones pen out there today at the high sun is ducking for cover like turtles without a shell. 3-0. Strike, top of the zone. And while they usually hang out right along the sidewall, it's always a weird angle to see the game. You can barely see it from both bullpens. They're set even further back today. 3-1. Tipped into the mitt. Strike 2. So there may be points at times where the bullpen has no look at the action, just a look at the scoreboard in left field. And no clue as to what's happening out there. Runner goes. Payoff pitch chopped at home plate. In fact, Norman hit it twice. Hit it on the swing, hit it on the backswing as it bounced off the plate and behind him. Just the uniqueness of Maimonides Park, built right before the 2001 season. It's good to have the bullpens in their own area, not on the warning track. But here, a tough angle to see around the seating bowl. Another 3-2. Drill to deep right. And Swagra back. Gives this a jog and a look, and it's gone. Ben Norman cannot be stopped. He hits a 2-run home run. It's the second Winston-Salem home run of the day. And the Dash take a 5-0 lead in the fifth.
Yeah, I think it's time for Ben Norman to go to Double A. I don't want to speak for the White Sox organization, but he has just continued to tear it up. Another couple of hits today, another home run, homers in back-to-back games to open this series. 10-game hitting streak, 6 homers in that stretch. I mean, my goodness.
Here's Osik, who homered his last time. 5-0, Winston-Salem. Pitch. Splits the plate for a strike. Now, Ben Norman started the year after getting signed, going down to the ACL. It used to be the AZL, but the Arizona Complex League. 0-1. Tagged towards right center field between Ramirez and Consuegra. Down for a hit and rolls to the fence. Osik around first, digging for 2. Ramirez bobbles, fires in. Osik to third. He dives in ahead with a triple. Never stop running for Osik. He is now a single shy of the cycle today. Double homer and a 3-base hit with 2 outs. This fifth inning continues for Winston-Salem.
And just more loud contact. The approach continuing to be good throughout this lineup. And it's Norman and Osik who have just done so much damage in the middle of this order. Those two guys are going to be a problem for the rest of this series.
K Cam Opp is done, getting banged around in this fifth inning, so Rivera gives him the hook. Cyclones go to the bullpen with two outs in the top of the fifth. The White Sox affiliate leading 5-0. Brooklyn looking for answers right now. We're back after this at the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK. Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $71.com for more information.
Brooklyn makes a Baikal Cadillac call to the pen to get right-hander Justin Courtney onto the mound. Brooklyn needs just one more out in the top of this fifth inning. Winston-Salem is having its way with Brooklyn pitching the last two innings. Fourth inning, they scored two, and here in this fifth, they've scored three. And it's come with two outs. RBI single for Brian Ramos. Two-run home run, Ben Norman. And Tyler Osik is at third base. He has a double, a home run, and a triple. He's got the tough ones through. He needs a single for the cycle. But Courtney coming on to get lefty Harvin Mendoza and stop the bleeding. Five runs, eight hits for the White Sox affiliate this afternoon. Pitch. Mendoza takes a fastball up and away at 92 for ball one. And not a cloud in the sky today. Only thing we're looking up at there, those Winston-Salem balls going everywhere today. 1-0. Up and in for ball two. So 19 hits over the last game and a half for Winston-Salem against Brooklyn pitching. Courtney's 2-0. Chop foul at home plate. Two balls and a strike. Courtney more of a high leverage pitcher, but right now the Cyclones just don't have anybody. They lost starter Carson Seymour and have lost Friday's starter Nick Swack to trade. Got to fill the holes. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. To talk about it yesterday, that was, of course, a helpful move for the Mets, but if you want to win the second half of the South Atlantic League, Billy Epler never gave the Cyclones a call, but that's okay. 2-2. Ripped upper towards the fence. 0-6 scores from third base. Here comes a throw to second base. Mendoza stretching for two, but he's in safely as Newton dropped the ball. 6-0 Winston-Salem, and the inning continues. So they give Mendoza an RBI. And he's over at second. Mancuswagra frustrated that Brooklyn could not get that out at second base.
Yeah, not sure how they'll score it, but there could be an error, I'm sure, of a Newton. I mean, Kiswager's throw right on the money, and they had Mendoza by three, four steps, and he was dead to rights. But it's been that kind of afternoon for the Brooklyn Cyclones, who not found much of an answer for this really good lineup in Winston-Salem.
Just Keegan Fish, switch hitter batting left. It is called an E6 at second. Pitch. Fish takes up and in as a fastball at 92. One ball, no strikes. Keegan Fish, a single and a pop out today. Slight open stance. 1-0. Ripped and missed at home plate. That was 91 miles an hour. One ball, one strike. Fish whirls the bat around. It's in a big inning for the Dash. Four runs in. Runner at second base. Two outs. Courtney's 1-1. Rolled over foul to the right. Fish, the seventh man to the plate. Jason Matthews on deck. And Cabrera Weaver in the hole. He walked to start this whole mess. Ramos and Norman and Mendoza have driven in the runs. Courtney is strike away and steps off. Justin sets, stops, steals the 1-2. And strike three called and took all the way. Four runs across for Winston-Salem. They take a 6-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. But the Dash bringing in a new pitcher. So starter Garrett Shanley's afternoon is done. See, the Cyclones can attack the bullpen when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Winston-Salem, nothing. Cyclones need some answers and need some swings and rather quickly. We go to the second half of the ball game. Brooklyn down for the second consecutive day. Winston-Salem with 20 hits since we started the series last night. Cyclones have just one hit today. Jalen Palmer stands in to open up the fifth. Everett Hazelwood, the righty, into the windup. First toss bounces to the plate for ball one. Garrett Shanley is done after four. Struck out a career high eight. Walked two, but just one hit. So Hazelwood, the 23-year-old from California, deals the 1-0, and the slider spins off the plate, 2-0. Undrafted free agent signing from Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Works out of the windup, high kick, 2-0. It's off the plate at 92. Palmer walked his first time. He had a walk, Jordan had the walk, and Peroza the lone hit. On this camp day, August 3rd, under the high, hot sun, 3-0. Here's a strike on the inner half. A day where the entire baseball and broadcasting world remembers Vin Scully. Got it all started with the Brooklyn Dodgers in this borough. 3-1. Foul back to the screen. Three balls, two strikes. Started here, joined Red Barber. You guys should hear those two guys on our roll-in. That's why they're there. 3-2. Strike three called outside corner. Slider nabbed the lip of the plate. And Palmer down on strikes. That's the ninth Cyclone strikeout of the day. So we, of course, remember those guys, Red Barber, Vin Scully, Connie Desmond. We hear a lot of those voices on our roll-in. Certainly a privilege for us in Brooklyn to get to call baseball games. Here's Swazi with one out. Pitch outside, ball one. Winston-Salem has a 6-0 lead against the Cyclones. Bottom of the fifth, base is empty, one gone. Swazi's second at bat. High kick, 1-0. Hazelwood misses outside, ball two. Scully followed the Dodgers when they went west to Los Angeles. Walter O'Malley and the Dodgers went west. By the way, the Giants went out west at the same time, too. 2-0. That missed up for ball three. That was part of the deal. Walter O'Malley moving the team from Brooklyn to L.A. And the commissioner said, well, you can't be the only team out there. So travel would be a nightmare. So they persuaded the Giants. Takes outside. It's a four-pitch walk. But when Brooklyn got out west, they became the Los Angeles Dodgers. They played at the L.A. Coliseum, which is a gorgeous venue, but not conducive to baseball. Take a look at the old dimensions of the stadium. You have to think of a big football field. It was 250 feet to left. I think it was 400 to right, something crazy like that. Here's Sherman, switch hitter batting left. First pitch, swing and a miss with the high cheese for strike one. Clones one on, one out. Down 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Trying to put together a good comeback. Even this series at a game apiece. From the chest, Hazelwood fires. Pitch misses up. One ball, one strike. So the Coliseum was so big. I mean, held 80, 90,000 folks. And back then, sometimes it was so hard to see what was going on because you were literally just so far away. If you were way out in center field, you really couldn't see home plate and vice versa. So a lot of the people that went to the games in those 60s actually brought their radios with them in the stadium. 1-1. Swing and a miss at the high fastball, strike two. So many times Vince Scully would be calling the game and he'd hear his own voice echoing throughout the stadium, which is a little eerie. But also, what a great community you can build like that. You literally become best friends with 90,000 people as the game is going on. 1-2. Up and in. Newton takes. It's two balls, two strikes. Of course, radio, not much of a delay back then. It was instantaneous. So if Vin was calling a pitch, it was right through your radio at the same exact time. You could literally have a conversation with somebody 500 feet away. 2-2. Broken bat flared to short. Matthews charges. Underhand flip to second. Womack throw to first. Safe. Mendoza tumbled off the bag. Couldn't hold the toe on it. He's out at second base. 6-4. Newton safe on the fielder's choice. So there was one particular day at the Coliseum in 1960 where Vin Scully found out while he was doing the game, you know, you have all these notes you read, that it was Frank Sicori, the third base umpire's birthday. And he told everybody on radios at the Coliseum, okay, as soon as the inning ends, I'll say 1, 2, 3, and we all say happy birthday, Frank. Pitch to Rowdy Jordan. Takes up and away for ball one. So the whole area behind third base of the Coliseum, the inning ends. Scully goes, all right, 3, 2, 1. Everybody just yells out, happy birthday, Frank. Umpire's jaw was on the floor. 1-0. Strike at the letters. Count evens at 1-1. That's just a unique situation and something really cool that Scully was able to do with that L.A. Coliseum crowd. I mean, eventually they built a stadium. Hazelwood's 1-1. Misses down and in for ball two. It was the Coliseum and then 1962 over to Dodger Stadium. Obviously the rest is history. Scully calling games till he was 88 years old. 2-1. Swing and miss the back foot slider. Strike two. Nick and I are in our 20s, and we had a turnaround last night into today, and that wasn't easy. This man's doing games at 88 for the L.A. Dodgers. 6-0 Winston-Salem, runner on with two outs. Brooklyn at the plate, the 2-2, missed inside. Jordan, a walk and a strikeout, trying to keep the line moving. Newton breaks on the 3-2. Here it comes, and it's fouled back towards the house suite on the fourth floor. And Kara's back down to the suite level right below. And two on Rowdy Jordan. Home half of the fifth. Newton takes the lead with his sunglasses on. Hazelwood fires and misses up high with a close one. So a nice plate appearance for Rowdy. Cyclones have walked twice, starting to get some free opportunities, but still that big hit eludes them. They have just one this afternoon, but maybe trying to stretch with two outs into Consuegra and Ramirez. Get to this point of the lineup, chasing six. Stanley bats from the right side. Time called by the catcher. Tyler Osick stands in front of home plate. Slams out some signs to his infielders. Two on, two out. Consuegra 0 for 2. Hazelwood from the chest. Lifts the leg and deals. And Consuegra loops it into left field. Lazy fly for Ellis. He comes trotting in and makes the catch to end the inning. Cyclone strand two more. It has been a tough two nights for Brooklyn. They have not scored all game. We go to the sixth. 6-0 Winston-Salem. Back with a trivia question when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
One believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
We venture into the top of the sixth inning on this sunny Wednesday camp day at Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem, they won last night 4-2, and they're up today 6-0. Cyclones woke up today a half-game lead over first place. Hudson Valley beat Jersey Shore 7-2, so if this decision holds, the Cyclones find themselves right back in second place looking up at the Renegades. Justin Cordy continues in relief. As we move into the sixth, it's Matthews, Weaver, and Ellis. 8-9-1 in the order. Tony Cabo's trivia coming up in this inning. I have a question to you in just a moment. Matthews stands in from the right side, 0 for 2. Courtney uncorks. Pitch cut on and missed for a strike. Courtney took over for Cam Opp. He faced the final two batters of the fifth. Opp tag for 6 runs in an inning and 2/3. 0-1. Slider off the plate. Ball and a strike. Matthews, tall righty batter, hands waggling. 1-1. Fastball cracked to second base. Jordan fields on one hop. Bends, picks, fires to first. One away. Nick. Trivia question for the day.
So you mentioned that Vin Scully was broadcasting until he was 88 years old. My question to you is, calling his final game in 2016, month of October. Who was the Dodgers' opponent that day, the same team that Vin grew up rooting for?
His Cabrera Weaver pitch. Breaking ball, caught on a miss. Spencer, use the hashtag ConyConvos on Twitter. You could also text into the show if you have Nick's number. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-1. Grounded to second base. Jordan hops to his right. Gathers and guns out Weaver. Back-to-back outs induced by Justin Courtney on the ground. Boy, the Cyclones would just love an inning from pitching. They just get through Winston-Salem. These guys can really rally together. Two-run home run from Tyler Osick in the fourth. And Ben Norman, part of that four-run fifth, he hit a two-run home run. And some no-doubters as well. Top of the order for Duke Ellis. Pitch. Lefty flies one foul over the rooftop. No balls and a strike. Ellis a fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Top two guys, in fact, today have not participated in this rally. Ellis and Womack a combined 0 for 6. But it has not stopped Winston-Salem. 0-1. Fastball missed up and in. It's a ball and a strike. Courtney out of Bangor, Maine. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Brings Ellis down to a knee. One ball, two strikes. First pro year was last year in the Angels organization. And once he was released, the Mets picked him up immediately. He spent the entire year with the Clones. 1-2. Slam foul down the third baseline towards the concourse. Winston-Salem up 6-0, top of the sixth inning. Two outs, base is clear. Ellis behind. Courtney's 1-2. Missed up and in with a slider. Squares a count of two balls and two strikes. Courtney out of Maine. Ellis. 2-2. Just missed in with a slider. Courtney was walking off the mound as if he found a spot. Joe Iglio said, not quite yet, my friend. A little bit in. Ellis not an easy guy to retire all four times. So Courtney tries the 3-2. And it's fouled back over the rooftop and out towards Surf Avenue. Ellis does not step out of the box. He just gets right back in. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. So the Cyclones will need Courtney to go deep into this outing. He is up to 22 pitches. Seven in this at bat alone. Another payoff. Cracked in the air to center. Ramirez back. Stops. Trots forward. And makes the catch to end the inning. Courtney with a 1-2-3. Just what the doctor ordered for Brooklyn pitching. Bottom of the sixth. Where we head next. The answer to our trivia question coming up. White Sox affiliate leads the Mets affiliate 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Look Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones grab the sticks in the bottom of the sixth inning, looking for some life. Winston-Salem has had their number today with a 6-0 lead. Right-hander Everett Hazelwood continues on in relief after Garrett Shanley went 4 scoreless. Brooklyn had a little heartbeat in that fifth inning. First inning for Hazelwood. 2 walks, but no runs. Cyclones send up Ramirez, Gaddison, Peroza. As we get to our trivia question, answer in the bottom of the frame. Ramirez, 2 strikeouts today. Yesterday, Alex was 1-for-5. Had a single in the middle of the game. Trying to get started in the sixth. First pitch. Slider swoops in for a strike. Brooklyn has struck out 9 times today. The 0-1. Fouled up and over our heads from behind home plate in the catbird seat. No balls, 2 strikes. Hazelwood out of San Marcos, California. Signed with the White Sox last year. 0-2. Caught on and missed. Changeup down, and Ramirez, his 3rd strikeout. Brooklyn's 10th. And there's 1 out in the 6th.
Pitching staff has continued to do a really good job. Back to the trivia question. Vince Scully calling his final game 6 years ago in the month of October against which Dodger opponent that Scully grew up rooting for?
There's Nick Gattis with 1 out. Pitch. Up and in for ball 1. I'd love to guess the Fordham Rams, but that's not the case.
No.
San Francisco Giants.
You got it.
High kick, 1-0. Slider up and in, ball 2. We had 1 submission, well, 2 submissions. 1 guess was the Cincinnati Reds. It's a good guess, but no cigar. There comes the 2-0. Gattis takes inside, ball 3. Man was a convert.
Yeah.
Had to be. Hazelwood looks over the glove, the 3-0. Slider strike at the knees, 3-1.
Well, have you heard the story surrounding him being a Giants fan?
I have not heard the story, but I do know that you have to make the switch and the Giants are the Dodgers. It's sacrilegious.
Yeah.
3-1, elevated in the left, his way in to make the catch, 2-0.
So I won't start it now. Maybe we'll get to it in the 7th inning.
I think that's a good idea.
That's the beauty of Vince Scully. There's a story behind everything.
Everything. Yeah, you know, it's funny. You see all the Scully highlight calls and then a roller behind the bag and the year of the improbable, the impossible stuff. All those great highlight lines, but it was so much more than just the highlights. First pitch to Peroza. Slider missed up and in for ball 1. Broadcasters, a lot of the times, the other 99% of what they are is what you connect mostly with them. Hazelwood's 1-0. Barreled into center field, sends Weaver back, curling over to the gap, angling towards the wall, stops and makes the catch. And Hazelwood has a 1-2-3 inning. Cyclone still sleepy through 6 innings. We head to the 7th. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back. Winston-Salem has a 6-0 lead against Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
Rye!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get...
You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Nothing Winston-Salem. As we go to the seventh inning from Maimonides Park, the Dash have shown off the power this afternoon. A couple of home runs from Norman and Osick. In the middle of this Winston-Salem order, packing a punch against the Cyclones, trying to piece together their pitching staff for today. Oscar Rojas getting the spot start, went three scoreless innings. Cam Opp was touched up for a couple of runs, and then Justin Courtney coming on in back of him, trying to stem the tide and work back-to-back scoreless innings. We'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Winston-Salem order. First pitch fastball off the outside corner to Alexander Womack. It's 1-0. Womack 0-for-3, strikeout, flyout, and ground out. 1-0. Line drive right center field, and it drops in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Over towards the alley to cut it off and relay in. And Alexander Womack has a base hit to extend the on-base streak to 9 games. So as promised, had to get to the Vin Scully Giants fandom story. And it's just, it's an incredible story because of the way that it correlates with the end of his career, just outstanding. Here's Brian Ramos, first pitch. Fastball strike. It's nothing and one. So Vin said that growing up, he would walk to and from school. And when he was 8.5 years old, walking home from grammar school, 0-1 is flying into right center field. Consuegra coming on. Calls off Ramirez to make the catch for the first out. He happened to stop by a laundry window. Of course, the World Series that year going on between the Yankees and the Giants, and he saw in the window that the Yankees had defeated the Giants by a score of 18-4, and Vin Scully, being Vin Scully, felt so bad for the Giants that they had just been trounced by the Yankees by a score of 18-4. He immediately spent Norman first pitch swinging, bouncing ball to first, gloved by Swazi to second, one return throw to first in time, double play, and the inning's over. Well, we'll wrap it up on the other side. 3-6-3. And Courtney works a scoreless seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem on top 6-0 here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Brooklyn. Winston-Salem on top 6-0 in game 2 of 6. Camp Day, beautiful afternoon from Maimonides Park. Cyclones with some work to do against a new arm. Nick Gallagher takes over. 26-year-old right-hander from Iowa City and a 2017 16th round pick of Cleveland has pitched in 3 different levels this season and making his high A debut, reached double A, was pitching at low A, and now finds himself with Winston-Salem against Jose Mena to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch, fastball, in for a strike inside corner. It's nothing and one. So just to put a bow on that story, Vin Scully becoming a Giants fan, 0-1, fastball off the outside corner, 1-1, says that that was the day that made him fall in love with baseball, October 2nd. And wouldn't you know it, 80 years later, 1-1, breaking ball in for a strike. On October 2nd, 2016, Vin Scully calls his final Major League Baseball game Dodgers-Giants in San Francisco. 1-2, Mena bouncing ball to third, vacuumed up by Ramos. Throw across the diamond low, dug out beautifully by Mendoza for the first down of the inning.
That is just one of the most baseball stories that you can ever hear. The old phrase, how can you not be romantic about baseball? Baseball just has these great stories that give you goosebumps, and that's just one of them.
Scully being Vin Scully. I'm going to start rooting for the Giants because I felt bad that they got beat really badly in the World Series. It's Jalen Palmer, first pitch, changeup in off the plate. It's 1-0. But Vince certainly one of a kind and will be sorely missed across baseball. Breaking ball in for a strike to Palmer, 1-1. Giants actually were in San Francisco yesterday when the news broke. Here's the 1-1 to Palmer. Fastball off the outside corner, 2-2. And Joe Davis, who is the new voice of the Dodgers, who took over for Scully, now calling the World Series for Fox, had an outstanding story about taking over as well. Waving a miss by Palmer. 2-2. Joe got the news that he was going to be the new voice of the Dodgers, had to keep it under wraps. It's going to be released when the Dodgers said it was going to be released. That's not something you take to chance. 2-2, breaking ball is in the dirt, and the count full on Palmer. So he got a call from a number he didn't recognize, declined the call. Got another call, same number, still didn't recognize it, declined the call. And then this time, 3-2, check swing by Palmer. He held off, and it's a one-out walk for the Cyclones left fielder. So after the second call, finds that a voicemail has been left in his inbox, and it's Vin Scully. He sent Vin Scully to voicemail twice. And Vin, being Vin, said, here's Joe Swazi. First pitch. He's popped in the air, foul, right side and out of play. I guess we have started our relationship off 0-2. Eventually, he answered the phone call. 0-1 to Swazi. Breaking ball called, strike inside corner. Nothing at two. But just those types of stories. Fun-loving personality. Such an incredible human. One. Swazi with a high drive down the left field line. Well fouled. 1-2. Cyclones with some work to do in this bottom of the seventh inning, trailing 6-0. Winston-Salem with 10 hits. Brooklyn has just one. Second inning single by Jose Peroza. That's it. Against the Dash pitching staff. 1-2. Fastball high and tight. Swazi bends out of the way and the count even. Palmer aboard at first. With one out, Cyclones trail by six. Joe Swazi reached base with a walk his last time. 2-2. Swazi pops it foul. Left side now to play. Count holds. Two balls, two strikes. Been really surprising in the still early portion of this series to see Winston-Salem pitch so well. Coming in to yesterday, had the fourth highest ERA South Atlantic League. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Swazi over an off-speed pitch outside corner. First strikeout for Gallagher out of the bullpen. And there are two gone for the Cyclones in their home half of the seventh. Palmer off first, two down, Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left, first pitch, fastball up and away, it's 1-0. Newton bounced into a fielder's choice his last time in the fifth and has struck out in two trips to the plate this afternoon. Gallagher lowers the set to the letters, 1-0. Newton powers a high fly ball, right center field, playable for Weaver, who tracks it and makes the catch off the left shoulder to close out the bottom of the seventh inning. No harm done with the one-out walk frame, and Brooklyn still off the board. Seven complete from Coney Island. Winston-Salem six, Brooklyn nothing. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return in the eighth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Top of the eighth inning, Winston-Salem up 6-0. Still shutting out the Brooklyn Cyclones on this camp day. Justin Courtney, who came on in the fifth, threw a scoreless sixth, faced the minimum in the seventh. He's back out for the eighth. And very effective. Oscar Rojas started the game with three scoreless through 33 pitches. Couldn't have asked for anything better than that. Came out, tripped up in the middle innings. But really, if the Cyclones don't put anything together offensively, it's all for naught. The Cyclones had just looked a little sleepy at home plate, not just today, but yesterday. Tyler Rosick stands in. He is a single shy of the cycle. First pitch, a gapper to right center field. It is down for a base hit, and he holds on right there. And the dugout down third is absolutely in party mode. They want the baseball. Tyler Rosick hits for the cycle at Maimonides Park. That is an unbelievable feat. Congratulations to him, a Long Island kid doing it back home. He's from Shoreham, out east. Wow. Double homer, triple single. So he's on base with one out, with nobody out to lead off the eighth. And here is Harbin Mendoza. Courtney delivers. And a pitch misses low, ball one.
Has just been an extremely difficult out, putting together some really good at-bats. A really cool accomplishment.
1-0, cut out and miss. One ball, one strike.
Especially back home.
Saw that going to the gap, and I'm thinking, if this is a sure double, would he hold on for a long single? You got to hold on for that cycle. So Mendoza at the plate, a single in three trips, a single and a walk this afternoon. Osick held on by Swazi. 1-1. Missed upstairs with the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Cordy behind now, 2-1.
I think you might have to press it maybe in a close game if you need him in scoring position. Up 6-0, he could stay at first. It's all good.
2-1. Strike on the inside corner at the knees. Cordy just spun the slider tight enough to stay over the plate. First base coach for Winston-Salem was certainly just pointing at first. 2-2. Slam, foul, up over the third base dugout.
Oh, yeah, he said, no, don't even think
right
about
here.
It.
Like he was telling a dog, nope, right here. Six runs, 11 hits for Winston-Salem. 2-2. Slider up and tight. Mendoza takes ball three. So that's back-to-back games now for Winston-Salem with 11 hits. Yesterday, Cyclone starter Luis Moreno gave up a career-high tying 9. And then Nate Lavender, too late. 3-2, broken bat flare into the net down the first baseline. So it stays 3-2, and Mendoza gets a new twig.
And I guess to me, that part of it isn't terribly surprising. I mean, coming into this series, it's been the pitching to me that's been really impressive. Lack of offense of the Cyclones. You would think that, yeah, Winston-Salem has 11 hits, 6 runs. Brooklyn would be in the conversation trying to punch back.
And the Cyclones really haven't even seen the teeth of this rotation yet. 2 games in. Tomorrow is supposed to see Andrew Dahlquist, one of the top prospects. Payoff. Ballooned in the air to center, shallow center. Wynn gusting it back in, but Ramirez on his horse to get to the spot and make the catch. Mendoza flies out to center, one down in the eighth. But that Greensboro series they just played, a lot of games, very high scoring. Lost the first two 8-6 and then 19-5. This week, so far, 2 games in or game and a half in, giving up 2 runs. Pitch to Keegan Fish. He swings and gives this one a ride deep down the right field line towards the wall and gone. Out of here for a 2-run home run. 8-0 Winston-Salem. You can hear a pin drop at Maimonides Park. It's a 3rd home run of the afternoon for the Dash, and it's Fish's 2nd with Winston-Salem. He touches home plate, points to the sky, gets a fist bump from Osick, who is on base. 8 runs, 12 hits, and 3 homers today.
And coming into today, Keegan Fish, a 120 hitter, not this afternoon. Able to just steer it fair inside that right field foul pole. Maybe not even getting all of it, but strong enough to get it out to right field.
Here's Matthews with 1 out. Pitch. Righty takes a fastball at 91. No balls and a strike. Matthews 0 for 3. Pitch. Slider. Strike outside corner. And this is where it starts to really kind of hurt. And you kind of feel like you can't do much of anything right. Can't pitch. 0-2. Cordy just missed with the slider. Brooklyn 6 outs to work with offensively. Chasing at least 8. And the Cyclones have 1 hit. Courtney's 1-2. Fastball grounded to short. Newton sashays to his right, gathers, and flips across for the out. Recording gets his 2nd out. Justin's parents in the building this week. They join the team Sunday at Hudson Valley, able to drive down from Maine and catch the Cyclones at the end of that series, get the off day Monday. Stayed last night and today getting the early start, so a chance to go out in the city with the parents for a little dinner. Here's Weaver with 2 outs. Takes a breaking ball strike, nothing in 1. By the way, just as important for the players as it is for regular people when they see their parents. Excited to get to go to dinner. And hopefully they pick up the check. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Courtney's 0-1. Missed outside with 81 to even the count on the nine-man, Cabrera Weaver. Winston-Salem 8, Brooklyn nothing. Top of the eighth, two outs. Base is clear. A 1-1. Fastball missed outside, trying to pierce and pop Mena's glove. Jose couldn't frame it. Two balls and a strike. Weaver at the bottom of the lineup, a walk, a stolen base, and a run. 2-1. Chop foul down third. Perosa gives it a look, but it caroms off the sidewall. Two balls and two strikes on Weaver. And in games like this, you have guys like Rojas stretching it out, Cam Opp having to stretch it out, Courtney stretching it out, kind of give up some different contact that he normally would. 2-2, wave and a miss, and Weaver down on strikes, and the inning over. But Courtney gives up a two-run home run, pitching into his third inning on the mound, trying to give the Cyclones as much length as possible. But Winston-Salem hits another one over the wall. 8-0 dash. We go to the bottom of the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Bottom of the eighth, all Winston-Salem on this camp day. It is 8-0, White Sox affiliate. Big smiles on this sunny Wednesday. Cyclones trying to muster something. Brooklyn held a one hit. A couple base runners, they've been able to take advantage of five walks. Cyclones haven't even touched third base today. Nick Gallagher faces Rowdy Jordan to lead off the bottom of the eighth. Rowdy goes over the head with the windup. First pitch. Jordan rolls over weakly to second base. Womack comes down to flip. Underhand to first base for the out. So Jordan out on one swing, 4-3. Dash with kind of an older team. You look at some of the ages. The hitters are probably 23, 24. Pitchers 24, 25, 26. Like a Gallagher. Here's Stanley Consuegra with one out. Takes a slider off the plate. A few more seasoned arms. And this Winston-Salem bullpen. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Outsmarting these Cyclones hitters today. Gallagher shakes, shakes, shakes. Shakes again. And steps off. Trying to get it right against Consuegra, who's 0-3. The only Brooklyn hit belongs to Jose Perosa. Gallagher's feet planted on the first base side of the mound. Looks down at his feet, fires home. And Consuegra cuts and misses at 89, down and in. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2, way off the plate. Consuegra lays off the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Gallagher, 26, actually turns 27 in September, so a month from now. 2-2, Nub to first base on a cue shot. Mendoza off first, fields and flips. Gallagher's there to make the catch and step the right foot on the pillow for the out. Not an easy play for Mendoza. That ball squiggling this way and that way. Able to handle it for the second out.
No, absolutely not easy. And Mendoza, good job to keep the focus. Glove down, eyes up. Winston-Salem pitching, continuing to carve the Cyclones lineup.
First pitch to Ramirez. Alex takes the slider inside for ball one. It's 8-0. 8 runs, 12 hits. Brooklyn, no runs. One teensy-weensy hit. The 1-0. Ramirez swings late at the slider. Tied him up inside. One ball, one strike. And Ramirez has 3 of the strikeouts today. Gallagher leans back, fires home, the one pulling off at 89. A little out in front. Gallagher's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ramirez swung at a pitch a foot and a half off the plate. Cyclones have struck out 12 times through 8 innings. No runs, 1 hit. We go to the ninth. 8-0 Winston-Salem on this camp day on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Back to Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
And the third, extended relief. Cyclones turn to Brendan Hardy to finish this one out in the top of the ninth inning. Winston-Salem comes to the plate again. They have an 8-0 lead against the Cyclones. This decision holds. The Cyclones will be out of first place. Hudson Valley beat Jersey Shore 7-2 and Lakewood at 11 o'clock today. So they can leapfrog Brooklyn by a half game. Brandon, the righty out of Gulfport, Mississippi, faces lefty Duke Ellis, top of the order. First pitch from Hardy. Changeup missed down low for ball one. So Courtney giving it all, is all. 2 runs over 3 1/3. 2 strikeouts. 4 hits, no walks. Hardy high kick, 1-0. Ellis takes down and in with 90 for ball two. And again, made a mention of that home run that Fish hit. McCourtney's the guy who throws 1-2 innings. He had to stretch it for 3 1/3 and gave up the homer in that final frame. Here comes the 2-0. And that's at the knees for a strike on the outside corner. The pitching staff, the coaches, they all kind of get it. I mean, that's the idea. Just got to put together 9 today with the departure of Carson Seymour to San Francisco. 1-1. Rolled over to first. Swazi fields it by his chest. Takes it to the bag. Hardy has the first out in the ninth inning.
And that's the tough part about it. Just got to try as best you can to continue to battle through it. It's certainly not ideal. And the Cyclones will be back in a similar boat tomorrow, trying to piece it together for the rest of the series and just figuring out what everything looks like. It's going to be tough, especially against a lineup like Winston-Salem.
One out for Womack, the two-hitter. 8-0 Winston-Salem. Pitch to the dash second baseman. Womack takes the slider outside. One ball, no strikes. Hardy had a pretty good run of it at Hudson Valley last week. Three total innings. Over the head with a windup. He lunges home with the 1-0. And the slider stays in on Womack for ball two. 16th game for Hardy. 33% strikeout rate. 16% walk rate. Struck out 5, walked 2 last week at Hudson Valley. Again, over those two outings. Brendan's 2-0. Just outside, ball three. Hardy full windup, 3-0. And there's a strike plopping across the outside corner. We're back to normal tomorrow night. Baseball players, creatures of habit. You throw in a noon game every once in a while, but back to 7 o'clock tomorrow. 3-1. Missed inside, so Hardy with a walk. Dash up 8-0. Get a free base runner in the ninth. It is Italian night tomorrow. We'll have some specialty food at the ballpark. Also, first 2,000 fans get a Forza soccer jersey, part of our Jersey Thursday. Gates open at 6. I know it's going to be a big night for that jersey. You know it's a big night when you get 7 or 8 text messages. Can you hold a jersey for me? No, I can't do that. Sorry. It's Brian Ramos, the righty. Fastball just catches the corner for a strike. Two singles, an RBI, and a run scored for Ramos. Much better day than yesterday. It was 0 for 5 last night. No hold on the runner at first. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ramos, a lively bat. But cuts through the zone. Nothing in two. So Womack, no hold on him. And he's not going anywhere. Hands on his hips at first. In the lead. 0-2. Breaking ball way outside. Friday, 7 o'clock. So much going on. It's a Datter Day, Prostate Cancer Aware. Jerry Kuzman bobbleheads, first 2,000 fans. Friday night drink package, but then everybody runs the bases after the fireworks show. Big Friday night. 1-2. Slider got him swinging. And Ramos, the second out.
Nice work by Brendan Hardy. Again, the guy with really good stuff, but sometimes trouble controlling it, has looked pretty well in rhythm in this one. Lost Womack on a full count. Cyclones hoping that he can continue to stay right on the mound.
Two down for Ben Norman. Home run, a single, driven in a pair this afternoon. Pitch. Lefty fouls back 90 for strike one. Big story today for Winston-Salem. Tyler Osick, who is on deck, has hit for the cycle. Really impressive day for the Winston-Salem catcher from Shoreham, New York. 0-1. Down and out at 87. Hardy missed, and it's a ball and a strike. So Osick is on deck. See what he has in store if the game continues towards him. Winston-Salem batting with two outs at the top of the ninth, up by 8. Hardy's 1-1. Swinging a tip into Mainesmith. Slider down and in. 1-2. Hardy comes set, trying to complete it against a big hitter. 1-2. Missed up high with a fastball at 91. Mm-hmm. Norman launches ninth home run. We've seen the Dash go deep three times today. Norman, Osick, and Fish. Last night it was normal trend for Cyclones pitching. Giving up home runs to the same guy on back-to-back nights. 2-2. Slider well off the plate, ball three. Hardy being uber careful against Norman. Under a bright blue sky today, sun shining on Winston-Salem. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, rolled over, foul outside of first. On this camp day, our camps have kind of come and gone. Still a few patches out there in the crowd. Down the third baseline, some light blue. Big group of yellow-shirted kids under the overhang down the first baseline. Group of blues heading back towards the main staircase and back out to Surf Avenue. Final camp day of the year. Good day for ice cream today. Payoff pitch. Check swing grounded to second base. Jordan charges. Fields with one hand. Throws quickly to first base and gets Norman by a step. Brendan Hardy throws a scoreless ninth inning. One strikeout, one walk. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn down 8-0 to Winston-Salem. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth so? That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Bottom of the ninth inning from Maimonides Park. Last chance for the Brooklyn Cyclones, trailing Winston-Salem 8-0. In danger of dropping two games in a row and dropping out of first place. Alex Mateo comes in out of the bullpen and faces Nick Gattis. First pitch. Brooklyn DH takes the fastball up and in at 93. One ball, no strikes. Gatti today 0-for-3. Strikeout, pop out, and a flyout. Brooklyn, by the way, has just one hit. 1-0, Sky down the third base line, playable. Matthews goes out from short, crossed into foul ground and makes the grab. Talked about it all day, and you hate to end up rubbing somebody's nose in it, but the Cyclones just have not woken up. I mean, yesterday they did in the ninth inning, had a little bit of life. It was a closer game last night, went into the ninth down 4-1, scored a run, left the tying runs aboard, and you felt like last night certainly does not feel quite like them today. Well, where did the Cyclones go? Here's Peroza, pitch. Swing and a miss at the slider for strike one. Five walks, but Brooklyn at the plate is 1-for-26 today. 0-1. Foul back, 93 on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes.
And just so surprising with the way that they hit against Hudson Valley. The pitching staff that they had had trouble with for most of the year and really put together an outstanding line of games to close out that series.
0-2, flared foul to the right into the parking lot. No balls, two strikes.
But sometimes you come off that series riding high, so much emotion into it, so much on the line, can create a bit of a lull coming out of it.
0-2 again. And Perosa cracks one over the second baseman into the gap in right center field. Jose hits first, heads for second as Weaver cuts it off and fires back in. Well, Jose Perosa has certainly got his bat today. He has his second hit. He has both Brooklyn hits. And that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card.
And Jose Perosa continues to swing a good bat lately. The improvement has been drastic as the season has worn on. And good to see him continue to fight. Opportunity for another base hit, and even down by eight.
One on, one out for Mena. Mateo deals. Pitch fouled back on the fastball over the outside corner at 94 miles an hour. Mateo from Florida out of Nova Southeastern. Next pitch fouled to the right. And Mena quickly behind, nothing in two. Mateo is 28 years old. Came up in the Marlins organization via Muck Dogs. 0-2. Roller to third. Ramos waits on the high hop. Fields throws overhand to first to retire Mena. And the Cyclones are down to their final out. So Batavia, a team that has not made the cut with the minor leagues restricted from 160 teams to 120. So Mateo, one of the few that is a Muck Dog, is still out there. Here's Palmer with two down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jalen, two hits today, but a strikeout. Two walks and a strikeout. First pitch connects to the knees on the outside corner at 94. No balls and a strike. Clones down eight. Perosa takes the lead off second. Mateo delivers. Swing and a miss. 94 up. And the Cyclones down to their final strike. Tomorrow, Dom Hamill against Andrew Dahlquist. Two top prospects. That's the pitching matchup for a 7 o'clock start Thursday night. Here's the 0-2. That's upstairs at 95. Mateo gave it a little more zing, but missed up. Just signed with Chicago back in early June after his stint was complete with Miami. 1-2. Strike three call to the knees. Palmer takes, and the ball game is over. Cyclones get shut out today 8-0 and held to two hits, both of them for Jose Perosa. Back to wrap it up. Wrap up this camp day when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. We're red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Well, a day for the dogs, for the Cyclones. Try to take a nap in the sunshine today. They rolled over, unfortunately, in this one to Winston-Salem, losing 8-0 and held to just two hits. Alongside Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad with you for the final totals and our post-game show. Winston-Salem knocks the Cyclones out of, well, really, the Cyclones knocked themselves out of first place, but the Cyclones knocked out of first place with the Hudson Valley victory earlier today. Winston-Salem, 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. 5 men left. Brooklyn, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error, 7 left on base. Hazelwood gets the victory. Opp takes the loss. Time of the game, 2 hours, 27 minutes. And the crowd on this camp day, 2,838 ice cream handed screaming fans. But unfortunately, all they saw today was Winston-Salem. Tyler Osick hit for the cycle. That was pretty cool. But Brooklyn just didn't do much of anything today, Nick.
No, they did not. A day for the dogs or a day for the dash, one of the two. But it was certainly a rough one in game two. Cyclones dropping the first two to open this series with Winston-Salem. And the question becomes, where have the bats gone? Because they had swung it really well to close out last week against Hudson Valley and licking their chops a bit to match up with a pitching staff that has not had a ton of success in Winston-Salem. But they have found their groove, at least in the first two games of this series. Cyclones scoring just 2 runs yesterday and shut out with just 2 hits this afternoon as they fall yet again out of first place with Hudson Valley's win earlier this afternoon. And Brooklyn to 18-14 on the second half. Winston-Salem with the victory improves to 15-17 in the second half. Cyclones very quiet offensively, not so much for Winston-Salem. The White Sox affiliate got it going beginning in the fourth inning, scoring 2. Base hit by Ben Norman, who has high A pitching, and Tyler Osick with the homer over the left field video board, his 8th of the season, to put Winston-Salem on the scoreboard first this afternoon. They would tack on 4 in the 5th. Weaver walk, base hit by Ramos, and then Ben Norman getting in on the action. He and Osick homering in back-to-back ball games, and Norman that 3-run shot to really create some separation. Osick with a triple. Mendoza with a base hit, reaching second on an error. Ryan Ramos driving in a run in that inning with that base hit, coming around to score as well. And it was just a tough frame against Cam Opp for the Cyclones in the 5th inning. Winston-Salem tacking on 2 more with another home run. Osick a base hit, and Keegan Fish just tucking a fly ball inside the foul pole down the right field line. And Winston-Salem taking that 8-0 lead and able to close it out against the Brooklyn Bats that had just 2 hits, both coming off the bat of Jose Peroza, base hit in the second, and that double in the bottom of the 9th inning. But outside of that, just really quiet. Cyclones not able to muster much of anything with the bats, and a bunch of strikeouts tonight against Winston-Salem pitching, who really has done an excellent job keeping them in check in this series in the early going. And Brooklyn back to the drawing board to try and find some of that offense. Cyclone striking out 13 times this afternoon. Did walk a total of 5 times, but just the 2 hits. Had a few base runners, but not nearly enough sustained offense to make a bid on the wrong end of an 8-0 Winston-Salem victory here in game 2. Tyler Osick hitting for the cycle this afternoon. Double in the second, the homer in the 4th, triple and a run scored in the 5th, and then the base hit in the 8th inning. So that pretty impressive for the Winston-Salem catcher, 25 Island. His dad, a former major leaguer, getting the opportunity to come home and hitting for the cycle against the Cyclones. So a few of the bright spots. Jose Peroza with a couple of hits. Oscar Rojas going 3 shutout to start it allowing two hits with two strikeouts. He certainly started the game the way Brooklyn was looking. Try to conserve some of that bullpen usage with the pitching staff being up against it today and into tomorrow. Just unfortunately not able to sustain that good pitching. Cam Mop, Courtney coming in back of Rojas, and the Cyclones not doing much in the way of offense to provide any safety net for the Cyclones pitching staff this afternoon. So, Cyclones out of first place after the Hudson Valley victory. Take a look around the west of the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Aberdeen, Wilmington doing battle at 6:35. Greenville and Rome at 7 o'clock. Asheville and Hickory at 7 o'clock as well. Greensboro and Bowling Green slated to continue their series at 7:35. And Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore, as mentioned, going final at Shoretown Ballpark. 7-2, the final in that one. James Nelson with his second home run of the season for Hudson Valley. Herbert Iser going deep for the Blue Claws. Hudson Valley banging out 13 hits, scoring 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 7th to take Game 2 of that series. Around the Mets organization, St. Lucie and Daytona at 6:10, Syracuse and Lehigh Valley at 7:05, Binghamton and Somerset have gone final in their camp day game at TD Bank Ballpark. Binghamton 6-2 winners over the Yankees affiliate at AA. Jesus Vargas gets his first win of the season on the mound for the Rumble Ponies. That's Binghamton, that series continuing to put runs on the board. Binghamton with 6 runs, 10 hits. Wyatt Young, another couple of base hits in that ball game. Ronnie Mauricio, 2-for-5 with a run driven in. So some good news for Binghamton as they improve to 37-60 on the full season. Somerset falling to 60-37 on the full campaign. So the Cyclones falling to 18-14 on the second half. Winston-Salem to 15-17 find themselves half a game back of Hudson Valley after they won earlier this afternoon. So Brooklyn trying to get back to their winning ways in Game 3 of the series tomorrow night. Dom Hamill taking the ball for Brooklyn and seeing if that can get them back on track against the White Sox affiliate. That should just about wrap it up for us this afternoon. Once again, the final score, Brooklyn shut out in Game 2 of this series, 8-0, the final against Winston-Salem. Join us again tomorrow when the Cyclones take on Winston-Salem in Game 3 of this six-game set. Dom Hamill takes the ball for Brooklyn. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Cyclones pregame on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network at 6:40. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.